Far-left coalition releases ads to pressure Joe Manchin. Kyrsten Sinema on reconciliation package. By Jacob Bliss on October 1, 2021. Blue-Green Alliance, a far-left coalition of labor and environmental groups, is placing a six-figure ad buy in five states to pressure members of Congress to pass President Joe Biden's radical agenda. The Hill reported the groups are spending $450,000 on the ads that will start Monday, running on social media platforms such as YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, as well as online and print news outlets, in the five targeted states. The ads are meant to urge members of Congress, like Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, D, and West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, D, to pass the partisan $3.5 trillion reconciliation package Democrats are using to push part of President Joe Biden's radical agenda. Both Sinema and Manchin have so far opposed passing a reconciliation package worth trillions of dollars. The ads will reportedly also run in Montana, Colorado, and Virginia. The coalition consists of labor and environmental groups such as United Steelworkers, Service Employees International Union, American Federation of Teachers, League of Conservation Voters, and Sierra Club. In the ad running in West Virginia, Steve Williams, the Democrat mayor of Huntington, said, "If Washington can't get this done, it's our families who are going to be paying the price. Watch." Blue-Green Coalition's executive director Jason Walsh told The Hill that Congress needs to act for American families. "Families and communities across America are ready for Congress to act for working people. We need a Build Back Better package that builds a clean, thriving, and equitable future, and we are calling on members of Congress to stand with workers and to pass a recovery plan that delivers on the promise of good-paying jobs and cleaner, healthier communities." Manchin, on Thursday, while speaking to reporters, revealed that his top-line number for the radical reconciliation package is $1.5 trillion. He added that the far left should elect more liberals if they want a more radical package with a price larger than $1.5 trillion. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, was forced to postpone the vote for the radical package on Thursday after not having enough votes to pass. Pelosi reiterated her long-standing statement last weekend while making an appearance on TV, "I'm never bringing a bill to the floor that doesn't have the votes." Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.